as my life goes on, and I'm more and more impressed with the fact that this is the Word of God. You know, not just good advice. In this first reading, we see Abraham, the just man, the one who obeyed God, set out, a nomad of faith. There's trouble. Abraham says, he's still Abram for a couple of more chapters, go one way, I'll go the other, whatever you want. Well, have you ever been over there? You stand there and you look, the whole Jordan Valley is flat, watered, got grass, you know, and up in the hills, there's not much. So Lot says, okay, I'll go there. So he goes. And God says to Abram, I give to you the whole land. In other words, our choices and our hustling don't make a heck of a lot of difference. It's God who matters. And God chose Abraham and still does. And we are his children. We are his children. And the thing that Paul will tell us that is so important. What about Abraham is so important? Is faith. Faith is a yielding to the truth. It's a yielding to the work of the God in us, showing us the truth, and we yield to it. We trust God. Paul is going to take that from chapter 15, we're only in chapter 13 right now, and make that the basic principle of his whole understanding of what it means to be right with God. Justified. Right with God means to believe him and to trust him. Then we come to the gospel. And you've got to admit, these are hard to figure out. And now we have the very Son of God himself speaking to us. We have to be on our guard, you know. We read the thing so much. We take it as good advice, you know. Or maybe not so good. No. This literally is the Word of God. The first one is tough. Don't give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Use your brains. Preach my truth to those who are open. Or preach my truth to those who aren't open if I go tell you to do that. But watch what you're doing. Because what you're handling is fire. And you can set the wrong kind of people on fire and they'll turn around and kill you. And then, this one. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. That sounds like Immanuel Kant. Except the next line. This is the law and the prophets. This is it. Can you imagine? This is the Son of God, Almighty God, Creator of the world, telling us this. Now, take it seriously. Go home and say, who is driving me nuts? You know, who am I having trouble with? You see? And then treat them the way you would like to be treated. That's hard. You know, if you take this as, you know, what's that guy, how to win friends and influence people, you know, no. This is God himself talking. And he says, this is the law and the prophets. This is it. I was upstairs thinking of the people and thought, you know, I got to do better. then do I treat everybody the way, not the ones that were driving me nuts. But Jesus didn't have a footnote, except the ones driving you nuts. He didn't. He doesn't say that. He says, everybody. And this, I know that it's a grace working in my heart, my mind, my spirit. This is God talking. We hear all these things. Well, anybody could tell us this. Maybe they could. You know, you could find it among some of the philosophers. But not with the second line. This is the law and the prophets. So think of somebody who's driving you nuts and treat them the way you would like them to treat you. And keep it up between now and when you die. And you'll be pretty holy by the time you die. This is the law and the prophets. That's amazing. It rhymes with 5:17. I've come to fulfill, don't think I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy but to fulfill. Now we're at the other end of the Sermon on the Mount, just about to end it. And you get it again. I've just given you, you know, three chapters of advice. Want to sum it up? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. Smile. Be courteous. Abraham, Lot, take what you want. And God backs up Abraham. It's amazing, isn't it? And then, enter through the narrow gate. The gate's wide and the road broad. This is also a hard one. But is it really? I mean, don't you see how we've got to preach? You know, we are a tiny remnant. You know, we're, I forgot how many, a billion maybe Catholics in the world? I forgot now. But we're a drop in the bucket. Everybody else. God will have mercy, incredible mercy, infinite understanding. But nevertheless, you've got to watch and see the way Satan is bewitching people. And it's a nice, big, broad road. Except it ends. What are we doing about that? At least we got to pray. At least we got to go stand in front of the abortion clinic, try to help some of those women not kill their children, and maybe even change this guy who's killing them. Wasn't that what you would want? If you were on the way to hell, wouldn't you want somebody to turn you around? Of course you would. Well, do to them what you'd want them to do for you if you were in that boat. And the only reason we're not in that boat is the pure mercy of God. Nothing else. Try when you read these. I say, I know, you know I've been reading them for 55 years. This is God talking. This is God among us, human, giving us advice from his own humanity, his fellow humanity. And he's saying, you know, watch where you throw your pearls. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. Would you want to be forgiven? Would you want to be treated well? Well, then do it. You see, that's the narrow gate. And then realize, yeah, we're in a mess. The church is a disastrous mess right now. But it's still the church. It's still the body of Christ. And we are so fortunate to be part of it, to hear this word of God every day, to have a pope, you know. And our job is to pray and to preach. Things, as you may have noticed, are not getting better. What's going to happen if the whole thing collapses? Will people start jumping out of windows like they did in 1929? Will they start persecuting the Christians the way they did in Roman times and still do in many parts of the world? What's going to happen? But do to others whatever you would have them do to you. Do you want forgiveness? Then forgive. Do you want urbanity? Then be urbane. Do you want help? Then give help. But I don't like him. That's really not the point.